Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are all having a great day so far. Make sure you check out my website, Tuttle.net. When you go to Tuttle.net, you're going to be able to find every single place you'll be able to find me online. That's social media, PayPal, OnlyFans. That's how desperate things are getting, Ciroc.
OnlyFans is a one-way ticket, man. Once you start OnlyFans, you can't go back. Even if like you post one picture, you can't go back.
Do you know anybody personally? I'm not talking like a chick you've been with before, but have you ever known somebody that has an OnlyFans page?
Yeah. Yeah. Weirdly, it's actually a guy. It's so I went to high, I know, right? I went to high school with this kid. Should I say his name? No, I'm not gonna say his name.
Say his first name if you want, I guess.
But it's a really unique first name. So I'll just call him Frank.
Okay, never mind.
So I went with this kid. Frank. I went to school with this kid, Frank. We used to run track together. He was a year, he was a grade below me. And he was like, he's been like kind of like a model, kind of. Like he was on what was that Tyra Banks show called?
America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, but it was like for guys or something like that. Anyway, long story short, he started an OnlyFans.
Was he packing?
I mean, he's ripped. Jacked like me.
I mean, you ran track with him. You guys didn't shower after track meets and stuff?
Nah, I don't think they do that in the new age. I think they just, I mean, we do, but we don't just stand there, stand there butt ass naked. I mean, it's in Michigan. I don't know.
Dude, I was on the wrestling team and this big, like we called him Butterball, but he wrestled the heavyweight division. Okay. Uh-huh. Big dude. And like, he was one of the best wrestlers. And like, when you got a big dick, you're proud to show it or whatever, just walk around nude. And we'd be in the locker room and like, he'd be like, yo man, your shoes untied. And when you would look down, his big dick would be like, eye level with you, like sitting on the bench. And it's like, what are you going to do? Because this guy could absolutely this guy could kill me.
No, you punch him in the nuts. You hit his most prized possession. That's how you really hurt him. Kick him in the nuts.
Mm-hmm. And I'll wake up a week later in intensive care.
But I know your throat really hurts. But I don't know how big this guy's dick is.
Are you saying he's going to shove it down my throat or something?
I don't know. He tried to punch him in it. But anyway, this guy, he made OnlyFans. And I mean, he's gross, like north of $1 million easily already. He's only done it for a year.
There was a chick that I was supposed to meet up with, and I did meet up with her, but this is during my drinking days.
Uh-huh.
We went up to Charleston to visit the affiliate at went to South Carolina. So I was going to meet her, and I don't know if anything was ever going to happen, but we've been talking for a while, and I got blackout drunk because I maybe was drinking on top of some other substances. And I missed out, but man, I found out she has an OnlyFans page.
Ooh, how'd you find that out? And you blacked out.
Well, no.
So I put like a note in your pocket.
No. Like I recently found out because I follow her on Twitter and it says 18 plus, and then you know how you can offer a link and it's OnlyFans.
Oh shit! Did you check it out?
Or subscribe or whatever. I refuse.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna pay for porn.
No, hell no. Like, I don't understand people who do. Like, you got Pornhub, you got all these sites that are like literally free, and you rather pay. I mean, I guess there's always that.
But
like,
I want to though, because doesn't it make it like
way
that
better?
You know the person?
Yeah, like, I think that's a big deal because you know of them or you know them. That's it.
Yeah, because it makes you think like, all right, I might have had a chance, and it makes it more realistic.
If you
use it for
And then it's like, and if they're not really like all that, then you're like, I guess I was thinking too highly.
I'm glad I got blacked out drunk.
Would you ever start OnlyFans?
Dude, if I could get paid like man, I don't know. Like, if I could get, if I could clear 50 a year, just to masturbate on camera.
You don't even got to do that, man. Like, some of the, some OnlyFans, like, I don't even, like, some girls don't even get fully nude. You know, it's like, you know, lingerie pics or bikini pics, and they still make money.
No, I'm jacking it. I'm straight jacking it.
Yeah, that gets old quick. You have to like switch it up. Like, you can't start off with showing all the goods on the first picture.
All right, I'll have sex with a sex doll or use a fleshlight or something like that. You know, I'll mix it up that way.
Nah, man, that's too soon. You got to build up to that. Just like when you watch a movie, like if all the action was at the beginning and they got boring after that, then nobody, it'd be a terrible movie. You got to build up some.
All right, I'll give you the Die Hard movie with Sam Jackson. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
With Bruce Willis? That action started right at the beginning. Remember that sign he had to wear right at the African-American neighborhood?
It was continuous action.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I want to give him continuous action.
Yeah, but look at that. You know, there's only so many ways you can beat off before you, you know.
Nah, dude, I can get pretty creative. So I did something before I got on the air with you here.
Uh-huh.
And you know, like, I know that you're probably one of the best in shape dudes that I know. Okay.
Oh, thanks.
But
man,
have you, or would you even know how to use a weed eater?
A weed eater?
Yeah. A weed eater.
Okay. For some reason, the first thing that popped in my mind when you said weed eater, I was thinking about edibles. But
no.
I think you meant
like you knock down like weeds and stuff around things. It's got the little strings on it and it spins really, really fast and it cuts all the grass down.
Yeah, I've used those plenty of times.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, my dad was a big, like, you know, cut the grass literally every day, it seemed like, and, you know, make sure the yard was nice. And we had like one of those like weed whackers or eaters, and that shit was
it electric or was it gas?
Electric.
The gas is a whole different thing, because that thing vibrates your arms, like, you know, because you're holding it up, it's not that heavy, but just that constant vibration on your muscles, man. Like, I still feel like I'm shaking, like I'm having a hard time actually holding the phone right now.
Wait, what were you doing? Like, what were you working, like picking up, like working for like a lawn care company or something?
No, bitch, it's summer in the floor. It's summer in Florida. Everything grows within a week.
Yeah, but I mean, cut that shit with like a lawnmower.
Don't have a big enough lawn to, it's not economical.
Do you get the push lawnmower or no?
No, I mean, the yard is so small. We live on a lot, man. We live in a trailer.
Wait, so are you using the weed whacker to cut weeds or cut grass?
Cut the little plot of grass and everything that we have.
I mean, you got to get like at least one of those like robot lawnmowers, you know, just set it and forget it type deals. I mean, I'm just saying, but no, those things are pretty fun. And, you know, as a kid cutting the grass and all that type of nonsense, like, I'm sure enough that you've tested it out on like wood and meadow. And mm-hmm. One of my biggest fears is if that thing accidentally like hits my leg and cuts it off.
Dude, I was just about to bring that up. You know, Joey Logano,
uh-huh,
that was with Bubba.
Uh-huh.
He interned with us. Okay. Well, Bubba made us do like lawn work one day. And fortunately, it was a day that you weren't there. And also, I don't think he would have asked you to do any lawn work, because I think that would have ever been like, man, Bubba's racist. He's making the black intern
exactly
work for free.
Cut grass? Yeah. Well, first of all, do any type of outside work.
So Joey's, huh?
I didn't say anything.
It was a weird work environment. You know that.
Right.
And what I'm trying to say is, you know, the lake back there, Joey was back there and he was mowing down the weeds near the lake and he accidentally hit himself with the string, you know, while it was spinning. Don't know how the hell he did it. And he fell in the goddamn lake.
How do you even accidentally, like, how do you hit yourself with the string? Like, because it's usually once you take your hand off the trigger, it turns off or stops spinning at least.
Well, he got too close and he lost his balance and then it swung around because he was trying to catch himself.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds like he kind of did it on purpose.
Yeah, you know, like he was always trying to get attention. And
yeah, because it's really hard to fall into like a pond while you're, you know, using a weed whack. I mean, did it cut him
yeah,
pretty bad
him.
Or no?
I got him. Yeah. I got him really bad.
Oh, shit. I wonder how he's doing, by the way?
He's good, man. He's a weird cat. You know, like I love him to death, but like, I don't know what he's doing, man. Like he's going out doing man on the street stuff, but like if he was more consistent with it, I think he would do a good job with it.
Yeah. Is he working for someone else or is this just like all him?
It's just him doing it on his own.
And what is the man on the street about? Like, he's just asking.
Just going out there. I mean, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/shuttle. And I went out and interviewed a bunch of Trump supporters at an intersection here in Volusia County. And
what were they doing out there?
They were waving American upside down American flags and rebel flags and all that stuff. And I was
waving upside down American flags. Like, that sounds like it's very difficult to do. Like, were they like stirring the pot? Is that's what I picture?
I guess so. And rebel flags out there, Confederate flags. So I was like, okay, I gotta stop and talk to these people. and I did, and they all got pissed. And the thing is that you gotta be careful around those type of people. I hate to, you know, paint with a broad brush, but I mean, those are the type of people that are carrying guns.
Yeah, that makes, well, I mean, I think everybody in Florida is probably carrying something.
Yeah. One of the things I want to, you remember Eric Weber that used to do the movie reviews?
Yeah. What happened?
Dude, I wanted to ask you about this. He has completely ghosted me. Like, you know, like he would be on the show every single week. And since I started my podcast, he cannot give me the time of fucking day.
Does he reply to you at least?
Nothing. I've called. Like, and I, you know, he'll do movie reviews and I'll tweet at him. I'll be like, man, it would be nice to have you on the show to talk about nothing.
Why do you think that's so?
I don't know. I think he thinks that it's beneath him. I really, really do. Now that I'm doing a podcast, but I mean, it was okay doing it when we were on the Bubba Radio Network.
Yeah. I mean, like, what difference does it make? You know,
that's what I'm trying to say.
And most of the times, you know, from the, I remember like the live feed where people can chat. Most people hated, I mean, didn't hate him, but you know, wasn't really too fond of him.
Well, let's be honest, the chat room hated everything.
Yeah, that's very true. They were just looking for attention. But no, that's kind of fucked up because, like, I mean, I see his post on. I followed him because you followed him. You know, I don't really know him that well, obviously as much as you did. And you know, I like the stuff he tweets, but that's just out of just normal support, not really actually reading it. And
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to sound like a like spurned chick or anything, but I mean, it just, you know, like. I don't know.
Did he get like a promotion or something? Is he doing like more stuff or?
No, I just think he's going to see movies and he's doing other people's podcasts. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's kind of a slap in the face because when you
nobody else was putting him on when I was.
Yeah. And not only that, we only, you know, it was only like a, what, 30 minute, like not even 20 minute conversation once a week.
Yeah.
That's kind of messed up. Should I message him on Twitter? But like, yo, Eric, what's the deal?
Yeah, what up? Yeah. You know, Tuttle was, you know, brought you up the other day and was like, you know, hey, have you talked to Eric? And you said no. And it, you could just be like, yeah, man, he's been trying to get a hold of you.
You know, it's funny, though. I saw he kind of looked like, what you call it?
Tony Stark. Yeah.
That's what I thought it was for a second. I was like, yo, you know, Tony Stark? Like, holy shit.
Have you been watching much of the Olympics?
No, it is boring as hell. Like,
you don't.
What's the time difference? Like 8 hours?
12 hours.
Jesus, man.
What I am liking? The 3-on-3 basketball that they're doing this year.
I haven't even seen any of that.
Yeah. And they only play half court, you know, same rules to 21. You got to take it out past the 3-point. It's so like not pick make up it, ball. Take it. Yeah.
How was that in the Olympics?
Yeah. Did you see the picture I tweeted out yesterday about the synchronizing diving? And
no,
the Italian
not.
Chicks had the biggest asses. And I was like, man, I was like talking about it. And a lot of people thought that like I was being rude, but I was like, you know, when you're a diver, don't you want to be skinny so you don't make a big splash? And if you got a big old ass, like, wouldn't that create like a big like
tsunami? You can't even joke about that in Japan.
Like, would you give it a perfect 10 if they made a clap on the way down?
Hell yeah. I'd probably give it a 12. Like, of course I would, you know what I mean? And, you know, whoever gave you shit about it, forget them, because trust me, most girls love when you compliment their behinds.
Yeah. Like, let me ask you, like, you've been with your chick for quite a while. Like, like if she's like, you know, like just maybe doing something, will you just walk by and slap her on the ass or something? Or
every
grab her
single
booty,
like, day, probably two to three times a day.
She doesn't mind it. She doesn't mind it.
Like, no, it's like a little game you play.
Now, would she get mad, like, if you don't do it? Like, would she be like,
Oh, no, she's not like that. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to find a girl who got like mad about it because you didn't do it.
Well, maybe she was like, oh, man, what did I do wrong? Like, he didn't smack my ass when he walked.
Yeah, there's no handprint on my butt. And that's why I gotta be careful, because I hit pretty like not hard, but like,
you're going to catch a charge one day, man.
Some accident. Like, yeah, like we go to the beach or something and the sheriff, you know, hey, you guys drinking? Like, what is that handprint on your ass? Has he been abusing you? Like, what the fuck? Like, no.
And they'll be like, put your hand up here, sir. We got a match. Perfect match.
We got a black male here out here on St. Pete's Beach with a handgun, I think it is. I can't really tell. His hand is a gun. It's weird. I had to shoot him. I'm sorry. Case closed.
Case closed. Even though he was, you know, wearing a Speedo or something, yeah. I would picture you as a Speedo type guy when you go out.
Nah, I'm not really. I got big thighs, man. It looks weird. It looks like I look like a. How do I say this?
You look like Barry Sanders in a Speedo.
Like Barry Sanders in a Speedo. You can't miss me.
He did have some big ass thighs though, didn't he?
I know, man, but that's all from like squatting and you know, running and shit like that. But I have like little like chicken
ankles though.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of meat around my wrist and ankles. I don't know why.
Yep. I'm gonna sweep the leg. If I ever got into a fight with you, I'm going straight for the ankle.
I mean, all right, fair enough. Now I know what to work out when I go to the gym. I just constantly working out.
How do you
ankles.
Work out? How do you make your ankles bigger? Right? I mean,
there has to be a way. Like the one thing I'm subconscious about is, yeah, my ankles and wrists are small, and there's no way I can make them bigger.
So you're saying you got a weak foundation?
No, but my feet are like wide. You know what I mean? I got like flippers. Like I should be good at swimming, but unfortunately I'm not.
No, because you're too much dense muscle. You sink.
you would just see feet coming out the water. That's it. Just straight up in the air. The rest of me be underwater. But yeah, you know, that's kind of weird. 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics. That's I haven't seen any of. Is it any like NBA players or is this just like regular?
No NBA players.
So who's playing? Like college kids or?
I guess it might be some of the guys that were on like Ice Cube's like 3-on-3 challenge thing. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, but that was like just more for entertainment. That wasn't actually like skilled basketball players.
I would like to see like White Chocolate, like Jason Williams, because he was a baller, right?
Yeah, but Jason Williams also is like what 45 years old.
I know. But back in the day, though, some of the stuff that you would see on the courts.
It was insane. He was like the white Allen Iverson. Actually, no, he was the Jason Williams, because I hate saying like the white version of somebody or the black version of somebody. Like they're each individually like good. They just, you know, had similar dribble skills, I guess.
And what about some of these other sports? Like, you know, this is the world to them. Like what handball? Handball is a sport. Like, you know, like is there a professional handball? Like you see what I'm saying? The only time you ever get to play is during the Olympics.
Yeah, I've like, never even seen people play handball like in person.
Badminton.
Badminton, I respect. I'm actually weirdly good at badminton.
Ping pong?
Ping pong. I think that should be an Olympics. I mean, it's in every college dorm. So yeah, definitely ping pong.
I don't know. And then they got skateboarding and surfing this
year. Okay, now that is like I feel like for it to be an Olympic sport, there has to be like a worldwide like need for it. You know what I mean? Like if America's
Japanese love skateboarding.
Yeah, but just like how there's not like the NFL football is not in an Olympic sport. You know what I mean? Because it's just an American thing. And I feel like skateboarding and surfing are kind of like American things.
Yeah, they did bring back baseball and softball this year.
That's even worse. That's so boring. Oh my goodness. Who do they play against? Like most of their players come from, you know, most of the top talent.
Well, the Dominican and Cuba are the like big ones, but like Cuba doesn't, you know, that's the funny thing is Cuba will not allow their baseball team to play on American soil, like exhibition games. You know that, right? Because like all of them just like sneak out of the hotel and don't even show up for the game because they don't want to be in Cuba anymore.
Wait. So if you're a Cuban baseball player, you're not allowed to play in America?
Well, like it. Well, no. I mean, you could probably get away, but like, you know, like it's a communist country. Like, you cannot just leave Cuba if you don't want to. Like, you got to know somebody to be able to get out of the country.
That's kind of messed up, though. That's like, that's terrible.
Why do you think, you know, they have that dry land law where, like, if you're a Cuban, remember everybody was getting creative with, like, all the floats? Somebody took, like, an old beat-up truck and put, like, 55-gallon drums underneath of it and used it as a motor to get from Cuba to the Keys. And as long as you get to dry land, you are officially an American citizen if you're a Cuban.
Is that just for Cubans?
Yes, because they're common.
Okay. I was going to say, that's just for Cuba, that's for everybody. That's kind of weird. Like, how far is the journey from Cuba to the Key West?
90 miles.
Ooh. I mean, shit. I mean, it's not that far, really.
Yeah. You're probably too young. Do you remember, if I say the name Gonzalez? Ileon Gonzalez, you would know who that is, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I remember the story, but I mean, I don't know the details, but I know he was, like, found, what, like, floating on some type of tube or something.
Yeah, like all of his family died. He was the only one. He was staying with, like, some relatives that claimed him down in South Florida. But, you know, Fidel Castro and there was like, no, we want Ileon back. And it was like this big, like, international, like, thing going on. It was like, all right, we want Ileon back.
So wait. So say if you're Cuban, you're fleeing Cuba, you land in Key West. Now you're, you know, you're in America. Like, do they send you, like, Border Patrol send you back, or if they find out that you came from Cuba?
Dry land, since they're communists, you know, we're a democracy. Mm-hmm. We always are fighting communism. So they get a special pass, like, if they're a refugee.
So how do you, like, prove you're from Cuba, though?
I guess when you wash up on the shore in Cuba.
Like a mermaid?
Yeah, exactly.
I would just say, like, if I was from any other country but Cuba and I was just trying to go to U.S., I would just go to Cuba. I mean, not to Cuba, but
just yeah, have you ever seen that picture? Because, like, Ileon was, like, hiding in a closet with, like, his uncle and they didn't want to give him back. And, like, I guess Janarino at the time sent in, like, SWAT teams and they got AR-15s, like, pointed, like, all at Ileon Gonzalez and trying to pull him out of the closet. They did. They snatched him from his uncle.
That's insane.
Because his dad person? Wanted him, because his dad wanted him back. His dad was in Cuba.
Oh my God. That's us being Americans and living here. Like, we don't, I'm so, I guess, thankful that we don't have to, like, really deal with that type of stuff. But I can imagine, like, living in another country and, you know, being oppressed or whatever the situation is and have to,
you know,
take a boat ride somewhere.
The internet's cut off. Like, that's the other big thing right now. The big thing. Like, the Cuban government, they cut off the internet to the whole island.
Holy shit. Is that just to keep people, like, blind to the rest of the world? Or is that just, like,
For propaganda, like North Korea? Like North Korea, yeah.
Wow. It's kind of, I mean, what do you do in that situation?
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like the people know, though. Like, Cuba's way too close to America to not know how, other things are going in the world.
I mean, the Soviets had missiles over there on that island. You remember? I mean, my mom said, you know, as a kid growing up, like, they would go, like first day of school, it would be like, all right, this is what happens. This is what we need to do. You get under your desk.
Yeah, like, that's going to save you from a nuclear bomb going off.
No, I want to go out and see it. If I'm going down, I want to see it happen.
Well, it'll be quick. Trust me. It'll be quick. That's crazy, though, man, because it's like, well, I mean, the funny thing is about Cubans, though, like, they don't distinctively look like, you know, you can't just, I mean, you got black Cubans, you got, like, white Cubans, you got a mix of everything, you know, so it's hard to, I mean, Cuban is the thing to be if you're not in Cuba.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but people want to get here, and it's like, I don't know, it's really, really weird, but now the funny thing is, they're having all the protests in Cuba. So now the people that were refugees are wanting to make their own boats and sail to Cuba to help the protesters out.
Like, no, don't do that.
You guys already left. This is a trap. It's a trap.
Yeah, I think of the Star Wars guy.
It's a trap.
Yeah, they need more people. Yeah, come back, save us. Next thing you know, you're fucking in some Cuban penitentiary for treason leaving the country. Yeah. No, that's messed up. Right. I love Cubans. I got a lot of Cuban. No, see, now I'll be like the white guy that says, like, I got a lot of black friends.
I got a lot of Cuban.
I got a lot of Cuban friends, I think.
All right, Sir Rock, tell people how they can check out your podcast.
Of course, you can check it out on Apple Podcasts or even Spotify. It's a weekly review, but easy way to search is type my name in Sirak, S-E-R-A-K. I know, unfortunately, not spelled like the liquor, but I promise you, I taste way better. Just ask my girl. Just kidding about that last part. check it out. We have YouTube channel as well as Facebook page. Same directions. And yeah, if you like, subscribe. If you don't, well, you know, it is what it is.
All right, buddy. It was a great conversation, and let's do this soon, okay?
All right, bud.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I got one of my favorite guys. My guest right now on with me is the one and only Charlie Alamo. Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tuttle. How are you?
If people want to check out some of your material or find out what you're up to, where can they find you?
Just go to @reallamecharlie on Twitter. All my stuff's up there.
I want to get into it since everybody seems to be Olympic crazy. And I'll admit, I get into the Olympics. It's like I couldn't take it if the Olympics was every year. But, you know, every 4 years, it's fine.
Yes.
But I wanted to know, like, do you get into the Olympics? And if you do, what do you prefer, the winter or summer Olympics?
I do not really get into the Olympics. I'm still kind of thrown that this is the 2020 Olympics, even though it's in 2021. That's still kind of funny to me. But I actually, if I had to watch any, I'd probably prefer the winter Olympics.
Yeah, I there's something about a sport where a bunch of beer belly, beer chugging dudes can win a gold medal. Skidding a big ass rock across some ice that just makes me feel like I could be an Olympian.
That or somebody getting just smashed on skis. You know what I mean? When they don't clear the jump there, all that.
Oh, yeah.
How could you not like that? It's just a person on two skis going fucking hauling ass. And then next thing you know, they either make it, mm-hmm. which they usually do. I mean, they're in the Olympics, mm-hmm. but sometimes they don't. And that's even better.
You remember the opening back in the, well, see, I forget you're younger than me, but remember ABC Wide World of Sports that they would do, and it would be like the victory of something and the defeat. And then it's that guy crashing his ass off on the ski jump. I don't know if you ever, it's that famous yes. like guy wiped his ass.
Yeah, I can see it right now. He was like leaned back a little bit and then he doesn't make the landing.
Yeah, and then I've seen, you know, the slalom where they got to go around those gates and stuff. I saw a guy take one of the hardest nut shots. Like, yeah, and you could actually hear him because they got him mic'd up and he's just like,
The first time I learned how to snowboard, I couldn't really stop, obviously. And I just kind of smacked up against one of those things. Those fucking poles hurt.
Yeah. And you know, skiing took Sonny Bono away from us.
Well, I wish it would have taken Cher, too.
Well, I one of the things I wanted to get into is that they've added a lot of like weird sports out there. Now, I was seeing that the Netherlands are so good at shooting. How is it possible that the Americans are not like a dynasty when it comes to like shooting guns?
We should be more concerned that a neutral place like the Netherlands is so good at it.
Yeah, like what are they doing? Are they stockpiling a lot of armory?
They're practicing and they're playing it down. Those are the worst. You got to watch out for them because they'll sneak up behind you.
And then there's like some of they added like skateboarding and surfing. You know, basketball. You know, the men's basketball team lost yesterday.
Well, there's no A people on there, is there? It's just.
Well, I mean, like the biggest name is like Kevin Durant and like
Bird?
I mean, he's playing. He's definitely playing. But even the B team squad of NBA team should be able to beat any of the other countries out there. Now, I know NBA is becoming more of a internationally grown sport now, because like the guy that won the MVP this year is from Greece.
Yes, he is. And he led the Bucks to a championship. And there was more than a few shootings because of that.
Yeah, Milwaukee, man, they haven't really had anything to like be like proud of as of late. So,
no,
you know, like it's not like the Brewers have done anything,
or even the Pack. I mean, they just let them down in the playoffs. And so, of course, if there's going to be, a, you know, some rioting, some light rioting, I'm all for it. But no shootings. Come on, people. Burning man, stuff, fine. Shooting people, not cool.
One of the, you're talking about celebration parties. I remember Jim Rohn played some audio of this, and this guy, I think it was after the Phillies beat, and he always talks about Philly fans being the worst out of all the professional sports athlete or fans out there. I mean, there's no debating it. The Philly fan is the worst. And this guy decided to climb up on, you know, those little poles where the red lights are at, and he's like climbing up there and he's balancing. And then some Philly fan, like, one of the best throws I've ever seen. Like, you know how hard like Jack Daniel bottles are? Like, you could throw that bitch way up in the air and I don't even think it would shatter sometimes.
If it hits the corner, it won't.
No, but this guy gets just brained. Like, I mean, and the guy just gets knocked off this pole. Luckily, there was a big crowd underneath him for him to fall onto. Yeah. But I was just, it was
hanging
crazy.
Off of the street sign, right?
Yeah, and some guy just nailed them with a goddamn liquor bottle, and you could tell it wasn't a cheap plastic bottle. It just, you could hear that ting.
That sound is horrendous when you hear it too. I've heard it in a couple bars. You hear somebody get hit with a bottle, and it's like tink, and you're like, oh god, it's such a hollow sound.
And you want it to break, like you want it to break.
You do. The worst is when you get drunk people trying to smash beer bottles over their heads and they don't break. And then you're just like, dude, I'm leaving. You're bleeding now and your head's all knotted up.
Did you, one of the dumbest drunk things I ever saw. Did you ever see that video of that guy that put that hot dog in his mouth and his friend had a samurai sword and it cut off like the tip of his nose?
Jesus, no.
Oh, that's yeah, crazy. Man.
Well, I'm not fucking around with anybody with a samurai sword to begin with. And putting a hot dog, that's a, you know, I think they had some underlining issues there.
Speaking of hot dogs, why haven't they added competitive eating to the Olympics? Like, I mean, they got handball, racquetball. What's that one that they play with the shuttlecock? That is racquetball, I think.
No, I think it's shuttlecock's badminton.
Yeah, badminton. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like competitive eating, like Joey Chestnut, gold medal all day.
That's why there's no competitive eating, because America would just smash everybody but China or whoever else is always in the second or third spot in the hot dog eating contest, which is usually.
If you remember, Kobayashi was like the rage for like the longest time, and he had such a fall from grace. Like, seriously. You know, like people could hire him for parties to show up at your house and you could order just like food and he would eat the food like in a real quick amount of time.
Whoa, who's hiring him for that? That's all he does?
Yeah. Yes.
How much does it cost to get him to eat shit?
I don't know.
Literal shit, but now I'm curious. I mean, that's a horrendous way to blow money, but I'm fascinated by it.
What, to have an Asian man, like hire an Asian man to come just eat shit at your house while all your boys are getting beard up?
Especially in the current climate with all the Asian hate, go, how could I hate Asian people? I hired this guy to come eat all the food in our house.
Yeah, but dude, I mean, after Joey Chestnut came in, like Kobayashi, like got knocked off his perch and he had nothing else to offer as a person.
That's it. That's the whole reason why Joey Chestnut came in and cleaned the house with him. And now he's just done. He doesn't like.
I don't know what he does. He must not be doing too well if he's going to parties.
Jeez, how long can your stomach last doing that, too? Just expanding it full of, you know, hot dog meat and whatever else he puts in there.
Well, Joey Chestnut, we have a chili festival in Orlando all the time.
Of course. Is it during the summer?
Yeah. No, actually, it was. It was because I remember it poured like a mother effer that day. But it was Joey Chestnut ate 2 gallons of chili in 10 minutes.
That's insane.
That's but.
Oh, my God. I bet those poor toilets. Oh, God. They were destroyed. How could they not? Chili took off in Orlando.
Dude. And then he talked about this and explained how he trained. So what he does is, you know, when he doesn't have a competition come up, he just eats normally. OK, then what he does is he'll starve himself so his stomach will shrink. OK, and then he will just gorge himself to stretch the stomach out. So it's basically you're stretching like a muscle almost.
Yeah, he's doing the old rubber band technique.
Yeah, so he's definitely won that all the time, man. But that chili one, and the worst one I ever did at a Magic game, they had a female like version of Joey Chestnut, but she was Sonia the Black Widow Thomas, and it was a cheese quesadilla eating competition.
What?
And this bitch ate like 50 in 5 minutes. Like, and I was only able to get down 10. And I gotta tell you, it was the first time I ever pooped an albino turd.
Jeez, did you follow her into the bathroom? I bet what she created was works of art. Oh my God. No. That's a lot of just cheese quesadillas. Cheese. Nothing.
Cheese
in
quesadilla.
It.
Just cheese.
Oh my God. I bet that messed up your guts.
Yeah, well, it did.
If you crapped white. Only sick dogs do that.
Or chicken. You ever notice chicken shit is it'll be brown and it'll get that one little like white spot on top of it?
Yeah, it's like the little swirl on the top.
So one last Olympic topic. Everybody's making a big deal. Did you see this Japanese robot that they made? All right. So you know how they do the 3-point competition and you go around the 3-point line and you get like 5 shots or whatever. The robot hit 5 for 5, hit every single one, then goes out to half court and nails the shot. It was nothing but swish. So, like, they got this robot now, like, they programmed. Like, what type of nerd? Like, you are not getting any ass if you are creating a robot that does not miss basketball shot. And we're not even talking hitting the rim. We're talking nothing but net.
At least they're not so sexually driven that they made it into some kind of screwbot or something like that. They actually used it for something good. It shoots free throws, not exactly the most useful thing in the world, but at least it doesn't have holes on it.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, if they can do that, man, what kind of robots? Like, see, I'm worried about this AI stuff. I'm really thinking Terminator can happen one day. Not the time travel shit, but I'm just talking. One day the robots would once they start creating themselves, it's all over with.
It's gonna be like AI with Haley Joel Osment, little Haley Joel robots running around.
That movie was a little weird because they made, wasn't it one of the Fiennes brothers that was in that movie?
Yes, I think so. I don't know. I just remember that movie being long as hell.
Oh, it was like 3 fucking hours long.
Yeah, it was. I mean, by the time that he gets kicked out of his family, his human family, and he starts looking for robot people, you're like, will this just end already?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that was right after The Sixth Sense. Then after that, I really hated those small kids in the late 90s, early 2000 movies. Like that kid from the Jerry Maguire one. Like, what is he up to? The one that always said the human head.
I actually just read an article about that. He's training for MMA. He beat the shit out of somebody that was trying to break into a synagogue or something a couple months ago.
How would you feel if you got your ass kicked by the little kid from Jerry Maguire?
Oh, or vampire, or what was that vampire movie that he was in? Was he in Monsters? No,
I think he might have been. I don't know,
some terrible ass movie, dude. You got to be embarrassed. That's almost, what's more embarrassing? Get your ass kicked by Jonathan Lipnicki, or getting paying that one Mighty Duck kid that was smoking crack to do oral things to you?
Oh, you're talking about the big fat goalie dude? What was it? Yeah,
Now, but I mean, at the time, he looked like he looked like I passed him in an alley a few times.
Yeah, I did not like that because Kenan Thompson, I don't like him for some reason.
What does that have to do with? Why don't you like Kenan Thompson?
Wasn't he in one of the Mighty Ducks movie? Remember he did the knuckle puck or whatever?
Yeah, I think he was in the last one.
Yeah. Yeah. And now they're coming out with another Mighty Duck series. Okay. All right. But did you see the new one? Like, they're redoing Turner and Hooch with the kid from all the Disney movies.
His Disney partner, though, just got he had to go to court about some thing that he did in Cleveland or something, some inappropriate underage fondling. So he just got, and the other one's doing Turner and Hooch, and he looks like he lost a ton of weight.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you, like, I think Tom Hanks movies are off limits to be remade.
Do you know who actually was the original director of that, but had problems with Tom Hanks, so he left?
Who?
Henry Winkler.
No kidding. How do you not get along with the Fonz?
Well, I don't know. He said that Tom Hanks was an asshole at the time, which you could kind of see. I mean, how could you not be? He had some hit movies, and now you got to be in a movie with a dog. Dude, that's going to take forever to do shots, and that dog wasn't tiny.
Yeah,
just like Charles Grodin and Beethoven, I bet he seems like a miserable person to begin with, let alone with a huge dog.
Yeah, that's all Dennis Quaid does now. He does dog movies. Dennis Quaid,
somebody needs to do it, which is weird because you thought after he was in the Disney family with that baseball movie that he did some years back.
Oh, yeah, The Rookie. The Rookie, that was actually the guy played for the Rays.
Of course he did. In the worst stadium ever. We talked about it last time.
Yeah, and what about this? What happened to the kid that played in Rookie of the Year? Remember the one that hurt his arm?
Yeah.
And then
a slingshot?
Yeah.
What about that other movie with the kid that gets the baseball team and that redheaded guy, Timothy Busfield?
Oh, it was the twins. And wasn't Gary Busey? Was Gary Busey in Rookie of the Year?
Yes.
The other one
was Timothy Busfield, who's that redheaded guy. And then what about this? Speaking of baseball movies, they can never do another major league now, or they're going to have to find a new team because the Guardians aren't going to cut the mustard.
Yeah, no, nobody wants the fucking Guardians. Did you ever watch the one that they did, the third one that they did, where it was...
With Scott Bakula.
But it was in the minor leagues, right? Yeah, remember?
And I think the only person that they got to be in all of them was the guy that's in the Allstate commercials. Because even the Asian guy was different.
Oh, yeah. Remember the dumb cat? Well, no, the dumb catcher wasn't in the first one either.
No, he was only in the second one.
No, he was in the third one, too. He was in the minor one.
I know he wasn't in the first. He was in the second and then in the third. Because remember, they got to teach him how to catch in the first.
Oh, by lingerie. Yeah, they by reading lingerie ads or whatever, because he couldn't throw back to the pitcher.
That was the old, we can't get Tom Berenger because they're doing Sniper 4, so we'll just get Scott Bakula from Quantum Leap.
You know, his best role had to have been Full Metal Jacket. Was it Full Metal Jacket? No. What was, God damn it. What was the movie Tom Berenger was in where he was the crazy guy that had the scar? Platoon, right?
Yeah, it was Platoon.
Many of those war movies.
Well, I know he wasn't in Full Metal Jacket.
No, not at all. Now, you had a little bit of a topic about a certain celebrity. I didn't know this, but like, you know what? I'm kind of down for this one, like, because usually you don't see celebrities reunite.
Yeah, I'm not a huge celebrity gossip person, but did you know that J-Lo's dating somebody?
Who?
I heard it rhymes with Ben Affleck.
Oh, Casey?
Yeah, it should be. If she was smart, she'd get with him. Why didn't he take off? He's a good actor. That one movie that he did, Gone Baby Gone, was good.
Yes, that was amazing. That was really, really good. But then he did a really depressing one. Oh, shit. It was like he was a fisherman or his family had like a fishing boat. I forget. It was really, really depressing one. But Casey, though, you would have thought he would have taken off because I didn't realize he was in Good Will Hunting. He was the one everybody fucked with. Remember?
Yeah. And he also directed that Joaquin Phoenix crazy movie, I'm Still Here or whatever, when he tried to pretend like he was out there.
Did you ever see The Master or whatever? What was that one called with Joaquin that he did?
Walk the Line?
No, it was the one where him and the guy that killed himself with the heroin overdose. Very monotone guy.
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yeah, I thought that was The Master. I forget what the hell.
What was
it was just he was a crazy ass guy. I forget.
He plays that in a lot of movies, actually. What about Clay Pigeons with him and young Vince Vaughn? When Vince Vaughn plays the psycho, that was like the first movie that he played a crazy guy in.
I forgot about that one. See, there's so many movies. Pot has made me forget about a lot of really great movies.
Oh, it's made me remember a lot of great movies, so it kind of cancels out, I guess.
So J-Lo and Ben Affleck are back together. Now, is J-Lo going to put up with Ben Affleck's alcoholism? Like, because
she will, because she was married to Mark Anthony. What happened to that guy? He looked like an extra from Narcos.
But hasn't she? She's been passed around quite a bit, hasn't she?
Yeah. Like, I mean, do you really want to go where Diddy's been?
No.
Not saying anything bad about Diddy, but I mean, come on, man.
Told you that you won't stop. I told you that we won't stop.
Would you want to buy a car from him that he used? Would you want a woman from him?
No.
I'd take some money from him, though.
Mark Anthony. Then Ben Affleck was there. What didn't they do a quick movie that what's his face? Didn't she like died in the movie? Didn't she real quick?
I don't know. I just remember they made.
It was a Kevin Smith movie. Jersey Girl, I thought.
Oh, yes. Yes. She was in Jersey Girl. I completely spaced everything out after Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Everything after that was crap.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I think, you know, I mean,
you like Clerks 2?
What's that now?
I said, so you liked Clerks 2?
Yeah, I didn't mind Clerks 2.
It was just I hate when sequels just are
nostalgia.
Yeah, let's just bring up nostalgia. Like, they left so much. I wish I could have been there writing, helping them write like Dumb and Dumber 2. Or I heard that they're making another Kingpin movie.
Oh, God. I mean, that was a classic, but I just.
You're not going to get Bill Murray back, which is fine. But if you don't have Ishmael or Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson, yeah.
I don't care about Vanessa Angel. She'll be easy to get. She ain't doing shit.
No, not at all.
You can get, I bet she'll pay you to be in the movie. But, I mean, come on. Quit ruining your classics. I don't know why the Farrelly brothers are, not Farley, because that's Chris, but the Farrelly brothers are ruining all their old great movies. What are they going to make? There's even more about Mary and like, just stop. It gets to a point. That's what Kevin Smith's doing is just making sequels to all. He's going to make Mallrats too. That movie flopped. I liked the first. I liked Mallrats, but
I like it, but just because of Michael Rooker.
I do. He was great. And Dick Ben Affleck. See, it goes full circle right back to Ben Affleck.
I want to do you in an awkward,
very uncomfortable place. What? Like the back of a Volkswagen? No. Yeah, and a young and not so thin Ethan Suplee as the guy there staring at the painting.
Oh yeah, I forgot about it. He's all jacked now though, isn't he? Isn't he another one that made like a big turnaround?
He's ripped. Yeah, he's crazy. He went the other way after My Name Is Earl.
My Name Is Earl was oh my God, that was such a bad one.
It went a little too long. There was definitely some funny parts in it, but not everything was that good. And it seemed like it was for a long time.
Before we go, I wanted to read this quick story for you. You know, a lot of people are more and more people are doing drugs, and there are still like, you know, traces of drugs in your system whenever you are, you know, urinating or pooping them out. And they're saying the fish now, the salmon, and some of these areas are not swimming upstream because they are addicted to like the methamphetamines and cocaine and all that stuff that's being put into the water system.
I can see that. I don't know about maybe pissing, but I could see them definitely dumping chemicals and shit like that.
Yeah, but like the meth and everything. But I mean, that would just be like the fish like would be all cracked out and they're not even like they're losing their God-given instinct to swim up a stream, you know, lay your eggs, you know, sperm all over them, and then you die. And a bear eats your carcass.
Yeah.
So it sounds, you know what? Getting high sounds actually a lot better than that.
Yeah. Or being a, like a fly or whatever, one of those river gnats only last for like a day.
Mayfly. But does it, but a mayfly is, all right, so he lives for a day, but does that day feel like a whole human life, you know, like because you're so small.
You know what? That's a good point. I never thought about it. Probably does. By the time the night comes, you're ready for death.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I already got arthritis and I've only been alive for 10 hours.
It's been a 12-hour day and it's been a lifetime.
All right, Charlie, tell people how they can check you out and stuff, and need to get together real, real soon, and let's record again this week.
Yeah, absolutely. They can. Everything's at Real Lame Charlie on Twitter. All links.
All right. All right, buddy. I hope everything's going. Oh, do you guys, one quick question. Do you guys get sandstorms in Montana?
Yeah, in some spots, for sure.
Yeah. They had a big, like, 60-car pileup, I think, in Utah somewhere, that killed a bunch of people during a sandstorm.
Well, you never hear about a 60-car pileup helping anybody.
No. But, I mean, I guess, like, I've never, like, dealt with snow and ice, but, I mean, what happens here is, like, we'll have the forest fires, and then the fog will mix with that. They had, like, an 80-car pileup in between Tampa and Orlando, like, Lakeland area.
Or you'll get those horrendous 15-minute thunder tropical storms that come in, and then you're like, wait a minute, it's gone now. What happened? And then
By the way, worst law, it pissed me off. I know it's not a big deal. They now made it legal for you to drive with your hazards on, but you got to be in the slow lane. I swear to God, I wish I could run people off the road.
Yes, that is incredibly stupid. What are they thinking? God damn it. So now you're going to have everybody over the age of 65 in the fucking slow lane with their goddamn hazards on, and everybody in the fast lane doing 90 trying to pass them. Hydroplane all over the fucking place, because you know a lot of those people with the big tires aren't buying them when they should. So they're letting the fucking bald.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically running on NASCAR slicks.
Of course, and which are fine the other 23 hours of the day, but those weird hour-long storms or 15-minute storms that hit every hour.
Yeah. Well, all right, man. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day, man, and I'll talk to you later this week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover services brought to you by jcvoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with 2Ds.net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.